I can ask an R.J. Coleman question, actually. When you went to scout Mark, so you saw him at practice, I imagine, because you wanted to see R.J.?
No, R.J. came a year or two afterwards. I had gone there. We were recruiting other kids at his school. Mark was on his way to SC at the time, but it just happened that we ended up going back and taking R.J. Toman after Mark.
So it wasn't related to R.J. when you first saw Mark?
No. I was just, it's one of the biggest high schools in Southern California, so they always have prospects from Division I to Division III. So.
How has Nate Allen looked this week coming back from
the Nate's looked real good. You know, he was back out in the field on Wednesday, which was our Tuesday, you know, and didn't seem like he's had any setbacks so far, so he's been good in the last couple of days, and we'll monitor him again today, you know, and today and tomorrow, and then but he's looked good so far.
Coach, you managed to win in spite of the turnovers and stuff, which is obviously the most important thing, but how much are you looking forward to a clean game, finally seeing
We are. You know, I think it's part of the whole process. I don't think you're ever going to play a perfect game, but you're always striving to play a perfect game, and, you know, we come out of every game we've played knowing that there are still things we need to continue to do to get better. We feel, especially offensively, we've left a lot out there on the field. We haven't had a game where we've said, hey, we've played a really good football game and it's been clean. So it's what we're stressing. It's what we're working for. But at times, too, you have to give the defense credit. There's sometimes that they just make some plays, and, you know, it's not like our guys are just serving them up and just handing things to them. I still think there's two teams out there competing, so sometimes there's a lot of credit that's got to go to the defense in those situations.
How much value is there to have this extra day, given the fact that, you know, you're getting a new quarterback ready, in a sense, and not having D'Amico there, you're going to have a couple new play callers, Casey and Emmanuel?
Yeah, it didn't affect us because we just gave him the day off. So our normal schedule went through. So Wednesday was our Tuesday. Today is our Thursday practice. So it wasn't like we used an extra day to prepare. It was just a day, especially at this point in time during the season. It was always our plan. You know, we've got the whole season mapped out. So it was just an extra day of rest is what it was.
Your running game has been working better since you started getting people back on the offensive line. Are you able to do more with, like, different types of runs, or are you just doing a better job with the same?
I think we're doing a better job executing. You know, I think we tried to stay with it. You know, I was just looking at the stats, actually, kind of going into it, and LeSean actually has more carries this year through eight games than he had last year through eight games. So I think we stuck by it. We stuck with it, but obviously – getting guys like Lane back, you know, hopefully getting Evan Mathis back. You get Kelsey back, you know, some of those guys back, I think, has really improved the running game. But we haven't really added anything to what we've been doing. It's still been, you know, our bread and butter plays, what we've been doing, you know, last year and this year.
Since Lane came back, you guys are, I think, first in the league in carries, second in rushing yards, third in yards per carry. Obviously, it can't all be one guy, but, I mean, was that a huge catalyst to
run? No, I just think, you know, we've always wanted to run the football, and we've stayed to it. We've just executed and been more successful with it since he's been back.
What have you seen on film from Carolina's defense this year?
They're, you know, it starts with the linebackers and both those guys I said yesterday. It's the best pair we'll face. You know, I think Keekly may lead the league in tackles, you know, and he's a tackling machine. I think his worst year is 150 tackles, and that, I think, was when he was a freshman at Boston College. I mean, he led the NCAA in tackles. He's that type of guy. You know, he's just always around the ball. And Thomas Davis, the other linebacker, can really run, is a physical presence out there. They go together hand in hand. They're on the field all the time. They don't sub and get into sub packages. And even if they do, you know, they're not getting in a dime, or they're just playing. They're going to play with those two guys, and there's a reason for it if you have those two type of talents. I think their D-line's playing very well. You know, Lotulelei and Short inside are doing a good job. Johnson at the defensive end is a really good football player. They rotate seven or eight guys in there, so they keep those guys fresh. So, you know, they're well coached. It's a good scheme. It's sound. You know, they don't take a ton of risks where, you know, they're getting exposed certain places, and I think they run really well to the ball, so they contain. They haven't given up many X plays, but because they keep the ball inside and in front of them all the time.
What kind of blitzing team are they? Heavy, not so much?
No, they blitz. You know, he's got, I think he's, and the one thing with him is he's very consistent throughout every downs in terms of how much you're going to bring stuff. So,
with Nick's injury, do you have any idea how long he's going to be out?
No, I don't. I don't. I think it's how that bone progresses, and they'll check him, I think. They said 3 or 4 weeks out just to see where he is, and you can take another X-ray or CAT scan or whatever just to get an idea of how the bone itself is healing, but I don't really have a timetable.
Will that be at that time, will that be the next decision maker for you guys in terms of whether it's serious, in terms of whether you shut him down? I mean, if it's 8 weeks, then...
Yeah, and I just know he's got a couple weeks out. He's got another doctor's appointment, so we won't have any information until then.
Have the past 2 weeks allowed Mathis to get to the point where there won't be rust when he gets in there with him?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think it's, the one thing is I think he's in decent shape, you know, but it's always happens faster in the game than it does in the training sessions. So, but you're also talking about a really, really experienced guy. He's not a rookie that sat four games and now is coming back. And all of a sudden, you know, I think Evan's got a wealth of experience, been in the league for a real long time. So, but there's going to be a little bit, I think, hopefully not much because of the type of guy he is. And Evan's in great shape to begin with, so it wasn't like he could even really get out of shape that much. But there could be a little bit, I think.
I know you don't make the rules, but the IR designates a return. Is that something you would like to see more of?
I worry about what I can control, so I got nothing to do with that. So,
how would you say Mark has done in practice, and even in three quarters played specifically against the Blitz? Mark Sanchez against the Blitz. Yeah.
He's done a nice job, you know. But practice and games are totally different things. You can't hit the quarterback in practice, so. You know, but I thought he did a good job. I think you'd have to go back and look at what he did in the preseason, because that's when he's live. And I think practicing games is for the one position. It's totally different is as a quarterback, because you're not going to get hit at any place in any practices, but in games you're going to. So, but I think he did a decent job when we were in preseason. Yeah, I mean, you don't know what you're going to get with those guys until it's game time. So,
sidelines Monday night?
I think so. You know, he's been here all along. He seems like he's moving. The only reason he wouldn't be is if we felt like if there's a pile up on the sidelines, is he going to get hit and get hurt? You know, and Kelsey, I think, spent the first one or two games upstairs and then came down to the sidelines when he felt like he'd get out of the way. Same thing with Travis Long. Same thing with all our injured guys. We'd like for them to be down there with us, but I really haven't had the discussion yet with him in terms of where he feels most comfortable on game day.
Like one of them hypothetical questions, but like, does Nick get the job back when he's healthy, you know, by the end?
I have no idea. We could have no quarterbacks at that point in time, so I don't know. So that's why I don't get involved in that stuff.
Casey's still in third. James Casey.
Brad Smith will be back. So Brad, if pending him making it through the rest of the practices, but if Brad and Casey are both up, Brad's the first one.
I'm gonna go back to this. Well, as you watched Sanchez 10 years ago, did you ever? At that time, do you ever think about the possibility that your paths could cross at some point?
Yeah, I had it all mapped out, actually. Seriously, I said right then. I said, when I'm the head coach of the Eagles, I'm going to make sure I get that guy on my team. And the guy next to me was like, you're only the offensive coordinator in New Hampshire. I said, don't worry about it. It's just minor details, but it's going to work.
Yeah, no, but you never know how your career is going to progress.
Exactly. So I had absolutely no idea. I didn't think anything of it. I just thought that kid's a really good player, and I think Stanford was there that day, Texas was there that day, USC was there that day. I wasn't talking to him that day, I can tell you that. I was talking to some other guys. So,
Mark's had a lot of success with those throws down the seam. It seems like going back to the preseason, what's the key to
I think he's got experience in it, you know, and he's got a good feel for it. Just the timing of it and where to place the ball, I think it's just one of the things he does well, so it's just an experience factor coming in. He had that before he got to us. So,
your scheme requires a lot of quick decisions in terms of post snap. Mark seems to be very good at making those. How do you know a guy's quick at making those decisions?
I think you just observe him and kind of get a feel for what he's like. And I put a lot of stock in people that coached him, you know, and that's what I said yesterday. So, you know, when I talked to his quarterback coaches at USC, when I talked to people that coached him before, how does he process things? How does he process that information? So, you know, I think that was part of the evaluation process for me, you know. So, but then you got to see it when you get here. And I think he did that when we got here. I thought he made some really good decisions early. So, you know, kind of felt comfortable that he'd be a good fit for us.
How's Brzezinski coming along, and what can you expect of him?
He's doing a really nice job. I think he's a sharp kid. He's actually another kid that was a quarterback in high school. So, played for his dad in Wyoming and then had a really good career at Wyoming. He's played in a lot of games, so he's got NFL experience. He's obviously an outstanding special teams player. I think that's the first place you'll probably see where he can make an impact, just because it's an easier transition from a terminology standpoint. You know, you can say, hey, you were L3 at Jacksonville, you're going to be R3 for us, but most people kind of do things close to the same thing. So I think the first impact he can make here, hopefully, that we're looking for him is as a special teams player.
Were you ever close to looking to replace Chris Polk, given that he had such a long and twisted road?
No, we weren't. I was just hoping that whatever was wrong with him, we could get straightened out, because we were so excited about him, I think, and I felt for him. Because the one big thing with Chris is he had such a great offseason for us. You know, really, we thought going through OTAs and minicamp that we were really excited about where he was, and then was really moving very well when we first started camp. And I think it was either day two or day three that he went down, and you're like, all right, what are we going to do now? So it was just one of those things where I was hoping we could get to get to the season, wouldn't have to make that decision. I think he was inactive for the first game, but came back from it. So, but we weren't close. It was just, how do we get him healthy was a big question we were talking about all the time.
Three of those guys. How unique of a challenge does that pose to opposing defenses? And, like, what kind of an advantage does it give you? It's pretty...
I just think Deuce does a great job because we're keeping him fresh, you know. So, I think when we're moving and things are going well offensively, we're getting first downs. And as the first downs accumulate, the defense is getting tired. But if we can rotate our guys, you know, because I think the kind of maybe the misconception is we get tired too. You know, it's not like our guys are, you know, this doesn't bother them. It's just I think when you can start to roll them, I think we're doing a good job. We play a lot. Every receiver that's up plays all the time, and we're sharing those reps with all our skill guys. We're not rotating the line of the quarterback, but between the running backs and the wide receivers and the tight ends, I think the more that we can roll those guys through there and keep them fresh, it's kind of demoralizing for a defense when all of a sudden, you know, you take LeSean out and here comes Darren Sproles flying in the game, and then all of a sudden Sproles comes on, here comes Polk in the game. I think it's a nice luxury to have, and we've said all along is that you earn your playing time here, and all three of those guys have earned playing time. So.
Is Deuce the only position coach who has that kind of control?
No, everybody does. I mean, we talk about it as a staff, so I don't, you know, we know exactly what the rotation is going to be, and we plan that out as a whole coaching staff, offensively and defensively and special teams-wise, but I don't think the play caller, Billy can't sit there and say, hey, I want this guy now. He's got to call a game. I'm calling the game. I can't say and say, hey, you know, but there's a lot of things we do sometimes by play type where it's part of the play. So I'm calling for him because it's part of the formation that's in the game. So, but any play caller can't sit there and say, okay, I want this guy in the game, then I'm going to call this play. It's just, you know, you got to be able to roll with that stuff. So,
Mark,